Tonight, who will win the most important HOH of the summer, and who will win the most important power of veto? Will level 6 make it to the final 3, or will there be a shakeup? We discuss those topics and are joined by special crush of the show, Alex Lefebvre. But first, welcome your host, Adam and Fatty. Hello, everyone.
Did you call him a crush?
a special crush. Crush.
Oh, crush. Crush.
Crush. Crush of the show.
Special chair actually, of the show, actually, Alex Lefebvre.
It's Yo, by crush the way. Of the fatty.
Oh, I thought it was crutch too. I was like, oh, I'll take either.
Not but. Crutch of it. Really? it was crush. It was clearly crush.
Ladies and gentlemen, for tonight's performance, the part of Alex played by Alex Lefebvre.
Now, Alex, I just want to ask you, did Fatty break up for you as well right then? Or was it?
Yes,
just...
he did. He
okay,
did
good. Break up. So it's Fatty's internet and not mine. Great. So you may want to, you may not remember now what you said, but you broke up while you were saying that, Fatty.
Well, I'll say it again then. For tonight's performance, the part of Alex Lefebvre will be played by Alex Lefebvre.
I am so honored to be playing myself tonight. It turns out I can be bothered. And I am thrilled to be here with you guys again for my third but first.
And yeah, evidently you're our special crutch.
Crush. Crush.
Alex and I both heard crutch.
Well, now, it
before,
does.
All right. Now, before we get into anything else, Alex, I ask you if you had caught up on But First, because on our last episode, there was a discussion about Sunset Boulevard, and
oh, yes.
there was this controversy between the first chair trumpeter,
yes, staring at an ensemble member,
and you know, giving the hoochie coochie eyes to a member of the cast on stage. First of all, wait. First of all, has this ever happened to you?
Yes, this has happened
to
me.
Oh, well, okay. So
This has happened to me.
All right, so were you giving the hoochie-coochie eyes, or were they giving you the hoochie-coochie eyes, or perhaps it's happened on more than one occasion?
It has happened on more than one occasion for me. Number one, probably the best part about it was I was giving the hoochie-coochie eyes to a guy in the audience.
Oh.
And so was a female ensemble member from the stage.
And wait, did he think, was he giving eyes back to one of you, but not both of you, obviously?
Yes, that's what happened. Well, she was a little clueless, but I was giving the hoochie-coochie eyes, and at intermission, he came down to the orchestra pit, and we swapped numbers, and it was great. And I screamed backstage during intermission.
And now he's your husband.
Chorus girl. Yeah, right. No, but my husband actually did come to see my show, though, on national tour. He also was in the audience, but we met before the show. So wasn't staring from the orchestra pit. And the other one is there was a show, Newsies, which was a Disney show. It was on Broadway a couple of years ago. And one of the ensemble guys Sorry, go ahead.
Was Jeremy Jordan in this one?
Yes, that was the show that he was the lead of. I was not making eyes at Jeremy Jordan, but I would have liked to have, yeah.
Hello.
He's very handsome. But one of the ensemble guys comes to the front of the stage at one moment, and he would always look down at the orchestra pit, and it was a very serious moment, so we couldn't really make, like, googly eyes at each other, but we did have this moment where, like, I got to smile and stick my tongue out and do all sorts of horrible things, and he had to look forlorn because that was his character. So it was something I looked forward to every time I played that show.
Okay. And all right, and totally unrelated. Did you like Smash?
I did not care for Smash, no.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, it didn't do it for me. I don't know why.
Okay. Now, Alex, even though you're a married man, a man of virtue.
Yes.
Is there someone in the Aladdin cast that you, if you were not a married man, you would give the hoochie-coochie eyes to?
Oh, in Aladdin? I don't know, actually, to say that. I mean, the dancers are beautiful, but I have been I've been married the whole time I did Aladdin, so I would say no. I can't think of anybody.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Although they're beautiful, though. They're beautiful okay. men. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I were to ask them, how about that Alex the Fev? Would you give him the hoochie coochie eyes? Probably a few of them might, huh?
Ah, I'd take it. That'd be great. I don't know. They'd probably be like, who's Alex Lefebvre?
All right. So we were all thinking of changing our names in the chat room to Adam Burns Moonves or Big Fatty Moonves.
Yeah.
So
anyway,
so lots has happened since you were here, Alex, and lots has happened since we were all here last.
I don't remember what happened. So you're going to have to walk us through it again.
Yeah.
I don't take notes anymore. I tried that one episode and I had way too many notes. So now I don't, and I forget.
So, all right. So we had Angela put up Sam and JC.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I don't remember, but I'm sure Casey won the power veto.
She did.
Okay. Yeah, she won the power veto and kept it the same.
I don't remember which was this the comics one?
Well, we talked about the comics one last week.
Okay.
So so there was that
a spoiler for last week? I don't remember. So
it could have been the one with the rolling ball. Remember that, where they had to move the piece?
No, that wasn't last week either. Gosh, I don't remember. I don't remember what it was, but I remember that Nom stayed the same.
Sam. Wait a minute. Archer's getting ready to type something. He's probably taking notes.
Oh, good.
So he's going to tell us what the power veto was.
Chris from Tennessee is now Chris from TN Moonves.
I can't tell the new friends. I can't tell who the new friends are. Oh, okay. Anyone. Chris, do you have copious notes?
It's okay. Sure.
Chris has prepared a transcript of the show. So anyway, so
there was a power of veto competition. We're sure of that.
And Casey won it and left the things the same, and so it was double elimination week, right?
No,
that was Haley and Brett.
Yeah, we're just forgetting everything. No, it was just one eliminate. Well, the week was double elimination. Yes. But the night was not double elimination. So
have we talked about double elimination?
Yes.
With Haley and Brett, yeah.
Yeah, that was last week. Okay. Archer says, do you all watch this show?
We do.
It's just, you know, it was such a big week with JC making it to the top three that, like, everything else is just...
Right, okay. All right, so JC and Sam are on the block. Sam sent to the jury house. That leaves Angela, JC, Tyler, and Casey.
Right.
And we have the HOH competition and miracle upon miracle.
I was so happy, but I knew because I accidentally read an article the day before. So I knew it was going to happen, but I couldn't say anything because Mark doesn't like spoilers. So when he listens to, because he listens to Butt First, and when he listens, he stops before he gets to the spoiler section. Then he watches whatever, you know, and then he goes back and finishes the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
So when JC wins the head of household, I get this. Facebook. What is that thing called? Twitter message from Alex Lefebvre. Oh my God, I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I was literally screaming in my living room. And, you know, my husband has not been watching Big Brother with me all summer, but he's back and I started watching. I got him into it and I got him in with that horrible, where they like proposed. The two people from Big Brother like a couple of years ago came back and there was the proposal. It was a
dreadful episode. Yes.
And he was like, why do you watch this horrible show? This show is so bad. These people, you know, and I'm like, I don't even know those people. But then when JC won HOH, he was there screaming next to me. We were, you know, clapping. It was this big thing. So he's hooked now too on Big Brother.
And it was, I think the one that was the most surprised was JC.
As he should be. I mean,
well, right.
And not, well, I mean, he hasn't won anything. That was the first thing that he had won, but I didn't expect him to win one that was mental. Like, even though he's lost everything because of the fact that he has muscles and stuff, I thought, well, maybe he'll win a physical, you know, something. I never expected him to win a mental one. And the competition was I know it was one of the ones where they're standing. They have partitions between them.
Right.
And they're shown something. God, I can't remember anything that happened last week. What was the competition? This is going to be a great episode. We can't. I can't remember shit.
I was about to say it's the buffering thing, but Big Fatty gave the whole big speech about the log cabin and buffering last week. That
so
it was
what's
not
the
that.
Bleep?
What the
what's
bleep?
The bleep?
There
what
you
the
go.
Bleep? Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So they played videos, and then they played clips of past things that had happened in the house, and then they bleeped certain words or certain sections of what they were saying. And then,
it was a true and false, true or false.
And then Julie comes on and says, true or false, Brett said coochie or whatever. Then, you know, then they all put true. And I love these competitions because Julie's always like, reset your thing. Reset your thing. When I tell you to reset, every time she like.
Don't reset until I tell you to reset.
She gets so irritated. Like,
she might as well have on a nun costume.
If they try to, and when they try to leave, like they know they've lost and they try to leave, but they haven't reset it.
Reset it.
Anyway. And so, so they do that. And, you know, I think JC was in the lead almost from like maybe the second question or something.
Yeah.
Because Tyler missed one relatively early, and I think JC didn't miss any.
Which is super impressive because English is his second language. So, you know, the fact that he's remembering correctly the things that these people said in a second language is, I think, pretty impressive.
Actually,
or he just guessed.
He did. Correctly. He did miss one, and he and Tyler missed the same one.
Yes, mm-hmm. He and Tyler
so,
missed the same
so
one.
He missed one. And so he won by 1 point.
Right. And then he if that wasn't the epitome of a child on Christmas morning.
It was so joyful.
He was rolling around and he was as happy. He was, as they say, he was as happy as a pig in shit.
Mm-hmm. His little cheeks got lifted and red too. I thought it was really sweet.
So, and how were your cheeks, Alex?
My cheeks are just plump and ready to go.
Okay, so you were excited for JC also.
My cheeks were also lifted in honor of JC, yes.
And your husband, so he got it. Your husband is now excited also.
He is. He likes JC, so we'll see.
I was very happy because my main thing was I don't want it to be level 6 being the entire top 3. I wanted them to have some drama. I didn't want them to just skate on in the top 3, you know? And it's been so easy for them, like the whole summer, like they've just one by one picked off the Fautay or whatever. And
I could not agree more. It's actually gotten kind of boring the past couple of weeks just because they keep maintaining their dominance. And so after like Fessy put up Scotty, I think all the episodes have been kind of going on a downward spiral. So this was a huge up for me right before at the end.
Yeah. And so, I was really happy about that. But so he puts up.
Okay. So we have... this was the week that there was
While you're collecting your thoughts, I had one other thing.
Go ahead.
Did you notice how Tyler immediately, like, grabbed JC and started hugging him and congratulating him and picking him up? And I'm like, whatever. You're just trying to make sure that you're the first to congratulate him because you don't want him to put you up. Well, I mean, yeah. That's just speculation on my part, but I feel like he wanted to act all happy about it to try, because, you know, he had that final two, air quotes, with JC, right? And so he's like, all congratulations. Anyway, I thought that was...
Okay, so we had JC put up Angela and Tyler. See, I'm getting confused because there was this past week that there was the two episodes that there were eliminations?
That was this past week, yeah.
Okay. So Sam was the first one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then this is the second one. Okay.
Correct.
So this is the live one on Thursday night. Okay, right. That's where I was getting confused.
And you had said that Sam was going all crazy and stuff before, and then by the time that it happened, it seemed like she was pretty much she had made her peace with the fact that she was going.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
By the time that they, you know, that it rolled around.
Feed her fish. Just feed her fish.
Yeah, just feed my fish. That's exactly what she... That's exactly right. Feed my fish. So,
I was surprised. I was surprised that JC put up... Well, first of all, I was surprised that he put up Tyler at all. Because he kept going around saying, you know, for the past two or three weeks that he had this... you know, deal with Tyler and final two with Tyler, and he trusted Tyler and they had each other's back and yada, yada, yada. So I thought, even though like last week he was all kind of mad at Tyler for the, you know, who had gotten put up and gone home for Brett specifically. But I thought, JC, he'll get over that and then he'll put up the two girls. Mm-hmm. Because, but the other thing is, I don't understand why he wanted Angela to go home so bad, other than, is he really jealous that Angela is now with Tyler? I mean, does he have some kind of crush on Tyler and just wants Angela to go because of that? Because I don't know if it's obvious to them, but it is obvious to us out here in America, in TV land, that Angela, between the three of them, is the weakest. At least to me. I mean, I would try to get rid of either Tyler or Casey, not Angela. So I didn't really understand why he wanted Angela to go home so bad, but.
Alex?
I think it's like looking, I think it was a little bit forward thinking. Number one, I think he likes Casey. Yeah. I think he sees her as the LGBT sister. They were holding the flag during BB Rex's concert. Who, by the way,
did you know who that was?
I was just about to answer that. No, okay. I had no idea until they started singing that the one song that I had heard playing at the gym before, that I can't even think of. But they closed with she closed with it. Okay. So yeah, whatever.
Right.
No, I didn't know her from her name. But I think that was kind of the deal there, is that he likes Casey. I think he does not think that Tyler has his game and that their games are aligned at this point. I think that he thinks that he's on his own, and he's right in that. And he was like, well, if it comes down to it, Tyler's going to pick either most likely Angela, his girlfriend. He's not going to pick me. So I got to split them up. They're the couple. You know,
well, they're the power couple, and I think that's why he put the two of them up.
Yeah, I mean, I know that between those two, Casey was always going to send Angela.
But I think, well, okay, and look at it this way: Casey has won all of the vetoes, and she's not going to use the veto on either one of them because she's the only replacement.
Right.
Okay. So, and let Casey do the get the blood on her hands, sending Angela out.
Yeah,
and
but
I
just
think
I do not think that Angela is. I understand. I understand that he wanted to put the power couple up. I understand all that. I just would not. I would have put like Casey and Tyler up together.
Right.
Or something like that. I would not have put Angela up there because, and I understand power couple, yes. I mean, that comes into play. But let's assume you, if you were to make it to the final two, I would want to keep Angela between the three of them if I'm JC.
If you're anybody, if you were Tyler, you would be smart to keep Angela because he knows that everybody can't stand Angela. So that means that he would win over her.
Yeah. And the other thing is, I think it was stupid of Casey to evict Angela and not Tyler.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I think she can beat anybody. I think Casey, if she stays till the end, she wins. But I think she can beat any of them. However, I think Tyler is her biggest competition. And that was her chance to make one final big move before...
But she's not playing the game. She's playing loyalty.
Well,
right.
Yeah. Well, if she wants to win.
But she doesn't see it that way. Her whole vision is loyalty. Now, let me ask you this. If Tyler, let's say Tyler had won. All right. First of all, Casey won the power of veto. And that was the thing where they had to roll the balls with the ropes and go into the like or dislike game boards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it was so, they have right, this let's, thing right, that right. we're all doing had, visual stuff but. Right.
All right, so if let's say Tyler won. By the way, do you think Tyler threw that?
So Angela said she thought he did. And when Julie was interviewing Angela, she said, when Tyler went out second, I knew he had thrown it. Is what she said in her interview. Or I suspected he had thrown it. Something along those lines. But Angela actually said she thought he threw it.
I'm not sure I heard that.
Yeah,
I heard that. It also makes sense that he would throw it because he knows that all of them would take him. But I don't think he threw it, though, personally.
Okay.
She thought he did.
I think. Okay. Right. So if Tyler had won it, let's just say, he would have used it on himself, or would he have taken Angela off?
Himself.
Yeah. I think he would use it on himself. He said a couple of times in the diary room recently, or at least once, but I think it was a couple of times, that even though he's in love with her, that he still, his main goal at the moment is to win the game.
Okay.
And
so he takes himself off. Who does he vote out?
Casey.
Couldn't he vote out JC? Oh no, he can't.
JC's HOH, yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. I think he would get rid of Angela.
See, I don't, I think Tyler is a smart player.
Right.
And I think that he would say to Casey, you have to understand, you know, this was a game move and, you know, and I could be, but I don't know. What do you think, Fatty? I think he would have let go Casey, but
I think he would have voted out Angela because that is a sure vote for him on the jury.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who. Are you cold, Alex?
I am a little chilly. I just put on a sweater here. It's New York and I've got the window open.
Oh, y'all, he's put on his camisole for the evening. So. Anyway. He's channeling his inner Tyler. He's got on his hoodie.
Get this off of me. It's a hoodie. I can't take it.
But I think he would have voted Angela out. Number one, that would not have violated the agreement, the final two that he had with Casey. Okay. He's still playing that game. But if he had sent her home, then she would have realized, well, he really didn't have a final two with me. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it didn't matter if Angela was going to be a vote for him. It didn't matter who he was sitting beside.
Do you think that, though? Because if he votes her, if he votes her out, does that not piss her off? Because they're like in a showmance now.
No.
If you vote out your...
She would be less likely to be super pissed off than Casey, who would be really angry. I think Casey would be like, I'm voting for whoever.
Right. Casey has played the loyalty game, and that shows no loyalty.
Right. It goes against everything that she's played so far this season. Right. So, whereas Angela is a stone cold bitch, she would have been fine. She'd been like, well, I get it. He made an alliance with Casey. He said he was sorry, whatever.
Although she has said since she was evicted that she was hurt by the fact that that Tyler had a final two with Casey and didn't tell her.
Well,
so
she should be. It's sleazy, but that's the game.
So, I mean, she does have feelings.
So, anyway, and I don't see, I missed Thursday night's episode because I couldn't get the TV. I may have been overserved Thursday evening.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have a DVR?
I did.
I watched the hotel.
I watched it this afternoon.
Oh, so you have seen it.
Yes, I have seen it, but I can't remember what was happening on which show is what I'm saying.
So on Thursday.
Is Thursday the night that they showed everybody arriving at the jury house?
Yes, because Sunday was the night that absolutely nothing happened.
Yeah, Thursday. Thursday.
No, wait a minute. Let me tell you what Sunday was. Sunday was a Golden Girls cheesecake episode.
You said that on Twitter. I never liked the Golden Girls cheesecake episodes either.
Whenever the Golden Girls got and sat around the kitchen table and got out a cheesecake, it was a clip show.
Mm-hmm.
So,
although are there any other? I mean, this is not Big Brother related at all, but are there any other sitcoms that specifically have recorded clip show episodes before? Because I don't know of any other sitcoms or dramas where.
There was an I Love Lucy had a clip show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't recall it ever being a thing until I saw Golden Girls, but
the older sitcoms did it for sure. I don't know that they do it so much anymore. I haven't seen a recent one do it.
Because then they just play a rerun. I don't see what the point is. I mean, if you're just gonna have clips, just rerun an episode.
Well, it's a new show. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there is a little bit of new material, but not much.
Right.
You know, a couple of jabs at Rose from Dorothy and, you know, and some cheesecake. And then, remember that time?
Not only was it a clip. Go ahead.
Sorry. This one was so awful because, I mean, I'm a new Big Brother person, but this douchebag that they had coming in and interviewing them, I was like, could they find somebody who is, you know, I mean, well, maybe he won Big Brother. And then he goes up and he says, well, I didn't win Big Brother, but I'm married to someone who did. And I was like, well, then what the heck are you doing here? Where's your wife? Why can't she do this horrible quick clip show?
Well, he used to do the Big Brother interviews with everybody before the season began, and then he would do the follow-up interviews with them. But they've got Ross Matthews doing that now.
Oh, who I really like. But, this guy was awful. Jeff. He needs to go.
But everybody loves Jeff.
It just bothered me that for the entire episode, they didn't touch their breakfast.
Like it looked good too.
Every time, they probably recorded that entire episode in 5 minutes or so. Because I mean, it was like, you know, they would go back to them. Oh, and do you remember when? Whatever. I mean, they probably recorded it really quickly. But I was like, eat your food.
There's nothing.
Your food's getting cold.
In television, trust me.
Well, just right, so fake too, because it was like, here's the question. What is the craziest thing that's happened in the house? And obviously they have the whole clip set up of Bailey bleeding. So it's not right. Like Tyler could just say, you know, the craziest thing was when Caitlin, and then the producer comes on, talk about Bailey and foaming at the mouth. Oh yeah, the craziest thing was when Bailey was bleeding.
Well, they either that or they ask those questions of everybody ahead of time, right. So they had them ready.
That could be. So, could be. Yeah.
Anyway, so it may have been their true answers. It's just that the question had been asked ahead of time. So, mm-hmm. But let's go back to the jury house.
Oh right.
To me, that all of those little things are just as stupidly staged as they get.
Well, one of them, they were standing around the table painting, doing some kind of craft project.
I'm like,
what are you doing? Like, what did the producers come in and be like, okay, here's some canvases, here's some paintbrushes, paint some pictures.
But I truly believe that they don't have any idea. They know, okay, it's today, it's add a new member to the jury day, but I don't think they know who it's going to be.
No,
I think the reaction is genuine.
Yeah, because they're terrible actors. So, I mean, that's pretty obvious. I mean, especially Brett. Brett is a really bad actor. So, if he's giving a legitimate surprise, like if he looks like he's walking in for the first time, then I believe that that's true, that that's his first time walking in.
Yeah. So, but then they showed all the different clips from the things. And I think a lot of the post watching the DVD discussion is genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that they had that it came up, and I wondered if it was gonna come up that, and I don't remember who started it about, I had a final two with Tyler, and then somebody else said, oh, I had a final two with Tyler also.
Oh.
And somebody else, I had a final two with Tyler.
Yeah, I think I think I do remember that. Yeah.
And the thing that surprised me the most, and I don't know if it's production trying to influence the audience, but when Haley said, if he's really done all of these things, he really has controlled this game.
Mm-hmm.
Played a really good game.
Really played a really good game, which I can see her saying that. So I that's why I say I don't know if she actually said that or if that was drug
fed
out
to
of her.
I think that producers, they really like Haley for some reason. They make her seem like such a wise sage. And I'm like, no, she was a moron just like her boyfriend was. Like, why are we trying to make her all of a sudden the only woke one in the Faute Alliance? But I think the producers want her to be America's favorite. That's my two cents.
That
could be, actually.
Wise one, Alex Lefebvre. You may
well,
be
so
right.
I've never even thought about the producers trying to sway America and who they put as America's. But that would, I mean, that would make sense.
Mm-hmm. I tried to vote, but then they tried to get me to do CBS All Access, and I said, forget it. I was going to vote for Rockstar and probably be the only person that did. So
they would literally come out and say, we just want to say Rockstar got one vote, and it was Alex Lefebvre. Go to
AlexLefebvreMusic.com. We don't know who he is, but anyway.
That would be great. Over to... Then she could record a single with me. We'd release some sort of single, yeah?
There you go. So, and they did, I will say it was nice, and I don't remember who said it. We are the worst... You know, they said again, we are the absolute worst group, or what are they called?
Alliance.
Alliance. That's the word. Thank you. I, when you get to be my age, Alex, you lose your vocabulary. But we are absolutely the worst alliance ever. And if they don't all agree with that, then, and old Bailey got into it with Faisal too.
Mm-hmm.
Which it was kind of nice to see him get his ass chewed a little bit again.
That's true. Although I really don't like Bailey. She kind of rubs me the wrong way.
I don't like Bailey either. So.
She didn't bleed this time, though. Oh, and we did have a question in the chat room. Why was her mouth bleeding? Came from Archer. I'm surprised he didn't know. She said, or they said in an article, that she bites her when she gets really angry or really riled up, that she has a tendency to bite the inside of her cheek or her mouth. And she said that she bit down on the inside of her cheek and caused it to bleed. And that's why her mouth was bleeding.
And so, you know, when they showed that clip again, I didn't see her mouth bleeding again. So,
it was bleeding. It was half of her tongue was normal tongue colored, and the other half of her tongue was like bright blood red, and then there was blood all over her teeth. It was gross. God. It was so gross.
In the words of my girl Rockstar, I mean, I ain't spew blood or nothing.
Oh my gross. God. You really do love that.
He does.
She's just a hoot. I would be laughing the entire time with her. Yeah.
She is a hoot. I will give you that. Mm-hmm. So, Angela leaves. I can't wait to see the reaction of the jury house when she comes around the corner.
Now, will we see that? Like, what happens with this? Because being a Big Brother newbie, we see Angela come in. Do we see, like, next show is the last show. How is that formatted?
Okay. Adam, do you want to take this or you want me to?
Well, I'll try, but you may have to correct me because it's I don't have a good memory. But I believe part of the show, first of all, you're going to see the HOH competition.
Right.
You're going to see, and that's three separate competitions.
Right.
So only one of them will be live.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're going to see all three of them.
Right.
So they're going to play that, and we're going to find out who the final HOH is.
Right.
And then there will be like a ceremony dealy where that HOH picks who's going to the final two with them.
Okay.
And I believe the non-final two person goes out the door just like...
Everybody else, they
evict them, and the rest they have a little bit of jury stuff thrown in there, and I think they do a jury interview with Dr. Mike or Dr. Will, and he basically sits in the middle.
He won like Big Brother 2 or something like that.
Okay,
and
let's hope he's better than Jeff. So
right.
He's douchey looking. I don't recall if he's douchey acting, but he sure looks douchey. Anyway, he interviews all of them and in a big group and kind of tries to point out, well, who are you guys leaning towards, you know, but they discuss the final three. So they don't know who the final two is during that discussion.
Now, right. Do we only see the people that have been sequestered in jury, or do we get to see people like Steve and Caitlin and Rachel and those folks?
That's coming.
Okay.
But yeah, they will show Angela arriving in the house, because then he will sit down with all of them that are in the house. They've probably already filmed that.
Okay. Yeah.
That probably happened yesterday.
Okay.
What is today, Tuesday?
Yeah,
that probably happened yesterday, that they had the sit down and discussion, because they're all sitting there, and then Angela will come and join the group.
Okay. Got
as
it.
They're sitting there. and then it's an hour and a half long.
Okay.
It's 9:30 to 11 on Wednesday night.
Ooh. It's late.
Ooh. Uh-huh. Ooh. Well, for us retirees, that's prime time.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just 7:30 to 10 here, or to 9 here, whatever, or 8:30 to 10.
Okay,
because we're an hour behind you, so
right. So then, what happens after? All right, we find out who wins part one, and we find out, and that person immediately goes to part three of the HOH competition. Then second and third person, or the two that didn't win, play off to find out who wins the second part of the HOH. And the winner of that will meet the winner of part one in the final part. And that's generally one of those where they ask each of the jury members, how do you think Rockstar answered this question? Would she say this, or would she A or B? So this is.
Did she say that's cute or that's real cute?
Well, no, it'll be that's cute or that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. You know, that
okay,
kind of thing.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Got it.
So they have to show how much they know their former housemates.
Okay.
And then that determines who is the final HOH. So the other two go on the block, and the final HOH chooses who he or she wants to sit next to
them. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then they bring out all of the folks from the jury house, and then they bring out the last evictee, whoever that is, and then the jury sits there and they chat a little bit with Julie, and then they have like Adam is like three or four questions that they've kind of thought of as
they'll go to two or three different jury members, and they'll each have a question,
right?
And they'll do that. I mean, just like kind of similar to what Survivor does, although you don't watch Survivor, right? So,
right.
They ask a few questions, and then they vote.
Okay.
Right. And you know, they put the key of the person they want to win into a thing.
Yeah, I saw that in Celebrity. They did that with the key in Celebrity.
Right.
But the interview process was fast, though. I mean, they were just like,
yeah, it's not real long. And then once the keys are all locked in, then they bring out the ones that were evicted before jury.
Okay.
Because the decision's already been made.
Right.
And then the ones before jury come out and say, oh, you're not going to believe what an asshole Tyler was and how he played you like a drum. And, you know, because they've been watching all this time.
Right, right.
So they can then freely talk to the jury because they can't change their vote then.
Okay, right.
And then the last piece is Julie goes through and she pulls the keys, and that announces who wins. The last two come out of the house, confetti, confetti, a little bit of talking, and then they announce America's favorite player or whatever.
Sure.
So,
okay.
And then we wait until next summer.
Wow. It's pretty good. I'm excited.
Well, unless they have Celebrity Big Brother again, in which case we have that in February or something like that.
They haven't hinted at that yet. I can't remember if they hinted at that at the finale or before then. But anyway, maybe it's the finale they'll hint at it, so.
Who knows? Remember like 2 years ago when they tried to have Big Brother only on CBS All Access? They tried to
have another
season. Did they even finish that season?
They finished it, but nobody watched it.
Oh.
You could only watch it on CBS All Access.
Was Julie even the host? Was she even hosting that one? Or
yes.
I didn't watch it, so.
No, you
don't think any. I don't think anybody else did either.
Well, I have CBS All Access and I didn't watch it because I don't know. I didn't like it. Like I tried a few episodes and I didn't really like it. So I stopped. But yeah, so that's what they do. Now, do you have spoilers this week, Fatty?
I do.
Okay.
Oh. Well,
I'm so excited.
Are you ready for some spoilers?
No,
anyway,
but I know
after Jeff enjoyed some sparkling wine with the house guests and he finally left, then they went out and they climbed aboard their spaceships or whatever those things were for the beginning of part one of the head of household competition. And would you like to guess who won part one of the head of household competition?
Tyler.
I don't have a guess. Who won?
Tyler.
Okay.
JC was the first one to fall off.
Shock.
So then they had part two of the HOH competition, which was it was one of these things where they have you know how they pull the things up to move the balls around and all? Well, the part two of this was they had to do that, except they had to move their bodies up across this board and everything like that with these cables and stuff like that. So it was a, you know, you had to put things in order or something like that. So it was part mental, but it was still physical.
Ooh, that's tricky.
So would you like to guess who won that?
I'm going to say JC won that.
Adam?
I feel like JC has only won one competition, and that was probably by luck. So I think that KC probably won.
KC won it.
Oh, I was being optimistic.
Wishful thinking.
from what I read on the app, JC is being a very sore loser.
Oh,
he's not taking it well, and so he will. I think he's coming around. Here's the weird thing. They all thought, based on what was said in the live feeds, they all thought that the finale was Monday today.
Okay.
Because they're ready to get out of there. And it's not until Wednesday. So they are going to go fucking crazy because it's going to be two more days.
Oh, them just sitting doing nothing.
Well, they've given them some
arts and crafts.
Arts and crafts. They're making they're making tie-dyed t-shirts.
Oh, great, great.
And they were the exciting thing was today. I think Tyler's underarm hair.
Tyler's underarm hair? What?
Well, Tyler shaved it.
Tyler shaved his
underarm hair? They wanted him to tie-dye it, but they were thinking of tie-dyeing something to go on the owl or whatever. I don't know.
So is JC out now? Is he done or no?
Well, no. He's still in the house. Okay.
Right.
So whoever, between KC and Tyler, whoever wins has to decide who they want to be in the final two.
Oh, well, that's a joke.
Here's the question. Here's the question. If KC wins the final HOH, who does she choose to sit beside her in the final two?
Tyler.
Adam?
She definitely chooses Tyler if she's so into this loyalty thing.
Okay.
And I think both Tyler and KC should choose JC to sit next to them. JC is not going to, well, unless it is a completely bitter vote.
Right.
JC is not going to. And I know that Big Brother can be. I did not expect Josh to win. I mean, right. I will just say Josh did not play a good game.
He was kind of the JC of.
And but they really didn't. They really had a thing against Pulp anyway. But I still think. I don't know. I feel like it's a closer race between Tyler and Casey. So, I don't know.
All right. So if Tyler wins, who does he have sit beside him in the final two?
I think he would choose Casey. Yeah.
Adam?
So Chris from Tennessee says that I'm totally flip-flopping. He didn't say that, but he's basically saying that I'm totally flip-flopping because all season I've been saying how the Big Brother jury votes emotionally. So for sure for Casey, she needs to put JC next to her because she played a really good game, but everyone loves her. Like, no one dislikes Casey. For Tyler, it's a harder choice because if the house does vote nobody dislikes Tyler. They all like him.
Oh, I would disagree. I think Bailey dislikes
Tyler. Well, okay, Bailey. But I think most of them like him as a person, and that even though they vote emotionally, I don't know. I mean, that could go either way because he didn't do, I mean, I feel like Paul was more, I don't know, Paul was more backstabby or something. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That was really emotional. So I'm not really sure who he should choose. I think Casey for sure should go with JC, although I think she can beat either one of them. Tyler, who will he? I think he'll be loyal and to his final two, and he'll take Casey with him. I think,
which final two?
Well, I mean, yeah, but I mean, I think that was the original one. I think that was like at the very beginning before level six. So I think he'll probably stick with that one. What should he do? I'm not sure. Because, I mean, they're right. They're right in the chat room. I did say all season that Big Brother votes emotionally. So
did I ask you this already, Alex?
Who Tyler should take? Yeah, uh-huh. I think he's going to take KC. But, you know, it's hard to say, though. This is such an interesting thing. Like, I think Tyler has obviously dominated this whole game, has played the game the best. And yet I think that he's going to get screwed on this finale night because the people that he evicted are the ones that are voting. So it kind of stinks.
Well, so the power is totally out of JC's hands.
Right.
So the app was saying Tyler is a super fan of the show. Should know that loyalty is out the window when you get to the final three.
Right.
That you have to play to win, not to be loyal. And that he should take JC. But would he beat JC?
I don't know, because like look at somebody like Brett. Brett was really butthurt by Tyler and was buddy-buddy with JC. I think he would vote for JC. You look at Fessy. I mean, they were very close during the game. It turns out that, like, JC kind of backstabbed Fessy, but as far as he knows, they were still friends. So these are the people that, like, I mean, the whole manufactured thing that Haley gave, the producers talking through her saying, well, Tyler's played a great game, seemed to me like they were just trying to get us off the trail, you know, throw the scent off the trail.
And there was another one of those where Sam said, because this came up with the final two stuff, she says, I don't think I could trust Tyler anymore.
Right.
I couldn't trust anything Tyler said to me anymore.
I mean, so what are you going to trust him for outside the house? To lend you $5? Like,
right. So who wins the game? Alex Lefebvre.
I'm going to say Casey wins the game.
Who's going to win the game? Adam Burns.
I think Casey wins. Oh, and I was going to say one other thing. Now that I was thinking back on it, I think it would be, I'm changing my mind.
Oh my God. Here we go.
I think it would be stupid. I have completed my strategy in my head. I think that they should take each other. I think Tyler should take Casey, and I think Casey should take Tyler. The reason I say that is because now that I was thinking about it while you two were talking, a lot of Faute, of the former Faute, is on the jury.
Right.
If you give them a chance to award the win to a non-level six person, that might be the thing that sways them. Like, if they're like, oh, we're not sure who we want to vote. You know, we're mad at Tyler, but he played a really good game. JC didn't play a great game, but we don't want to give it to Tyler. Then they might go, but we hate level six. We hate that whole, you know, alliance. We're just going to give it to the one that wasn't really on level six, right? Even though JC played with level six. Same for Casey. Like, they like her, but maybe they go, ugh, but we don't want that alliance to win, you know? So actually, I think they probably should just take their chances with each other.
Mm-hmm. Smart. You know, it's good reasoning.
And they both played a good game. And I do think, though, that Casey has, between the three of them, I think Casey, if she's in the final two, I think she's going to win. But Tyler may be screwed at this point. If the jury votes emotionally, it may not matter who he takes with him. They may give it to the other person, especially if they vote like they did when Josh and Paul were up there. Mm-hmm. So,
interesting. Fatty, who do you think is going to win the whole game?
I've got a spastic colon just thinking about it.
You care that much?
No. You know, I want Tyler to win. Mm-hmm. I think Tyler deserves to win.
Mm-hmm. But that's not how Big Brother works.
No, I know that. That's why I have the spastic colon. But I agree with you about them not voting for a level six person. But I don't think level six is going to mean as much in the jury house. I think that they all realize they got beat by level six. Okay. Fair and square. They got beat by level six, just like they would have liked to have been level six. All right. And the more JC talks, I think the less they're going to vote for him. I just think that when he starts
saying,
"Yeah,
but the jury's not,"
I was the puppet master and I was making all this stuff happen and all that. And
but the jury doesn't see any of that.
No, but they get to question. They get to question.
So you think if he says that, he says, "I was the puppet master."
I think JC will want to say, "I was the puppet master and I got Fessy to do this and I got this to happen and I made this happen." And they're all going to go, "No, you didn't."
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't think JC's going to win, and I'm going to stay with Team Tyler. I'm going to hope that smart gameplay wins out over being a good athlete. Wait, they're both good athletes, but I think Tyler has mentally controlled the game, or
right.
Maybe mentally is not the right word.
He's been the puppet master the whole game. It's whatever, right. Tyler's running calling the shots. Yeah.
I think if he had done what he did, but avoided making all the final twos, I think he would be a shoe-in to win. But I think what has made him less likely to win is all the final twos. If he'd been able to avoid agreeing to all those final, that could be the thing that bites him. I think all the other stuff that he did, all the kind of pulling strings and all that, that would just be seen as good gameplay. But people, if they really care about loyalty, the people who are voting, they'll be like, well, he shouldn't have made a final two with me, you know? But we'll see. I mean, we'll see what they do. I mean, I thought Paul was going to win, so you know.
I agree with you about the final twos are going to come back to bite him in the ass. But he's got to have something in his mind about how he's going to address that.
I'll tell you what. I'm just glad it's not Angela. You know. I mean, anybody but Angela. So I'm happy if any of the three of them win.
Right. So anyway, all right. Well, I think that's it. Now, Alex, are we going to be able to twist your arm to watch Survivor?
Well, we got to see. You know, I've never watched Survivor before, so I will give it a shot. I was a little hesitant about Big Brother, and I became a big fan. So hopefully the same for Survivor. Well, we'll give it a shot.
Okay. I'll tell you this about Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
They put some hot guys in Survivor, just like they do Big Brother. But the difference is, a lot of times they're just wearing their underwear.
Okay.
So, and they get wet. I mean, there's all kinds of bulge action happening, although Fatty doesn't ever see it. But there's all kinds of bulge action happening if you like that sort of thing.
I do like, I mean, the previews, I will be honest, have looked a little rough. I have not been overly interested to watch based off of the, like, you know, 30-second commercials they've shown during Big Brother, but I'm going in with an open mind, so we'll see.
And that comes on from 8 to 9:30 on Wednesday night.
Okay.
Oh, so it's coming on before.
Before Big Brother. All right. All right.
So anyway, I'd like to just find out from Archer and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, Moonvest. Who do you think is going to win it all since they've been with us? We'll give
there's a Chris is posting pictures in the chat room. If it looks like a blank, just click on next to his name where you see a blank space and you can see the pictures. They'll pop up on the. So he's.
Oh, I see. I see. These are Survivor people. Oh, Survivor bulges. All right. Okay, I might survive.
I think he just did one, but that's a good example.
One. One was posted twice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's yummy. All right.
So Archer says he really wants JC to win, but he probably won't. And Chris from Tennessee says Casey is going to win.
Okay.
So that's their votes.
So how are we on the game there, Adam?
I don't know. We'll find out next week. I don't.
All right. Are we having a follow-up show?
Yeah, we're gonna have a final show because we haven't done a winner yet. So
okay. So when are we doing that?
Well,
it would have to be Monday because Alex is not available on Sundays.
That's not true. And of course I know I have many understudies too who've come in and
He now has understudies.
What I want to do is try to get everybody to be on it.
Oh, I see. That would be fun. Like a big round table.
Well, yeah. I'm okay with anything. I can't do it until Sunday for sure because I'm in Sunset Boulevard and I'm performing Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Sunday is a matinee, so I can do Sunday evening or Monday or Tuesday or whatever.
And Alex?
I think I should be okay Sunday night. I don't know yet. I don't get my schedule, but Sunday's time and a half shows, so I generally don't get offered Sunday nights, but we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can say
Sunday's time and a half shows?
I think because they have to, it's just the way it is. It's a 5-show weekend. So yeah, they have to pay people time and a half, which is great for, you know, it's great if you're a sub like me, you get extra money for the same amount of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Archer cannot do Sunday.
Oh.
Well, why don't we just plan on Monday?
I can do Monday.
Okay.
All right. Chris, can you do Monday?
We're okay, everyone listening to the podcast. We're sorry that we're doing our scheduling live on the show.
But that's all right. And I'll send Mike Lawson. I'm sure he won't be available. But we'll ask anyway.
What about Faye Driver?
We can ask Faye Driver.
That'll be so many people.
Faye Driver and Moose.
Right. There's been so many co-hosts of Bud First.
Moose is just upset that Brett is now in the jury house. So that'll be all he wants to talk about, that his
I think we should let him talk about him.
His idol Brett or whatever.
Right.
Maybe he wants Brett to be his personal trainer.
Ooh.
That's exactly what he wants. Alex, since you have the hoodie on, what's the weather like in New York?
It's quite chilly this evening, but it's lovely. We have welcomed fall here in New York. Autumn in New York.
We have not welcomed it in South Kakalaki.
Oh.
It was 90 here today.
Woof. No, it's 60 here.
Oh, no.
It's in the 60s here now, I think. So, although I don't know. Last night it was 67 or 66, and it was going to get down. Why are we talking about the weather?
Because Butt First is over.
Let's do the ending music.
All right. So, from outside the Big Brother house.
From outside the Big Brother house, let's eavesdrop on the house guests. No, you screwed it up. For now, we were talking about the weather, but for now, let's eavesdrop on the house guests. From outside the Big Brother house, I'm Adam. Good night, everyone.
Adam Moonves.
Oh, yeah, I'm Adam Burns Moonves. Good night, everyone. And thanks for joining us, Alex.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.